Canon Design received an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for their commitment to a building information modeling process for projects across the globe. I'm Ralph Bond for Autodesk, and what follows is a phone interview with three members of the Canon Design team. The podcast opens with Mehrdad Yazdani, Design Principal and Director of Yazdani Studio of Canon Design, responding to my question, what differentiates Canon Design in the marketplace?
Really what differentiates Canon Design in our markets are our ideas. We have an ideas-based practice. We believe that in addition to the expertise that we bring to the projects, and that's expertise not only in architecture and engineering, but also our commitment to exploring new ideas and looking for better solutions and new solutions to bring to our projects is what not only differentiates us in the marketplace, but also allows us to respond to the needs of our clients. In addition to that, we have structured the firm to allow various resources of the firm to be brought to the projects. We are a single firm multi-office, we call it SIFMO. What that means is that depending on the project, the needs of the project, and the level of expertise that's required for our clients, we are able to tap into those expertise wherever it resides within the family of Canon Design offices. And those expertise could range from engineering to architecture to building typologies to experts in certain building types, and we're able to bring those resources to complement the teams that are working on the project. And finally, the fact that we have a integrated delivery within the various platforms within the firm allows us to bring resources in the fields of architecture, interiors, multidisciplinary engineering, cost estimating, construction services, all of which that can be brought to a project in a very integrated way to allow us to explore ideas and execute those ideas for our clients in variety of markets and geographic locations. For instance, we've been working on a concert hall in Inner Mongolia, in Ordos in Inner Mongolia in China. And this has been a close collaboration between our Shanghai office as well as the design talent here in L.A., engineering from St. Louis, some interior input from New York office. And we're able to do that in a seamless manner and make the project much more powerful. And I think that's what differentiates us from others who are in the market.
And now, Michael Tunkey, a principal with Canon Design, responds to my question, why is building information modeling valuable to your clients?
Really what it is that BIM, moving from CAD format to BIM format is like moving from a set of drawings to a searchable database, or moving from the printed book to the internet. And obviously that changes the nature of how we deliver projects. And to the extent that BIM can help us do two things successfully, it can really help us leverage the SIFMO practice model. And those two things basically are that it should allow us to have a single model for simultaneous editing across multiple disciplines and multiple offices, which is tricky, but we feel like we're starting to move in that direction. And the other thing is that it should allow all of the data embedded in that model to be available for query at any stage in the process. So it's really like Wikipedia or this type of website. That's how we see the building information model, is that it's something that's continuously being edited by multiple users and actually searched by multiple users. And that search or that query is really just another kind of word for analysis. And whether that's energy, cost, schedule, budget, et cetera, the information that's available within the Revit platform itself and can be searched via schedules or this type of things, or even the information that can be kind of dug out of that BIM model through third-party software, is allowing us to take advantage of kind of multiple queries, multiple searches, and kind of simultaneously in real time looking at the model through various lenses of different types of analysis. But, you know, fundamentally, this all leads to where we think the greatest value for the client is in the parametric model itself. And I guess one way that I could explain that is, you know, if you can imagine a future where window types are designed to have a range of geometric possibilities, and those windows are going to change in terms of geometries across the facade based on maybe a custom-designed algorithm that's taking into account solar information and other design criteria. For us, that's actually not the future. That's the past. That's the project that we were working on last year. And so we're already starting to see this, the building itself as a series of relationships where each element in the building, whether it be a window, a door, a wall, et cetera, is embedded with a certain type of design intent. And that design intent is embedded in the parameters by which the geometry of those elements are determined. And what that means is that if we kind of program that data, those parameters, into each element, that as the design changes in the design process, that the building and all of its elements can actually flex a little bit to take into account either geometric changes in the building or even informational changes in the building. And so the ultimate goal that we see is to kind of hook up these analysis software directly to the parameters that are built into the BIM model into a kind of positive feedback loop. Because all too often, I think, in design, we do the analysis at the end of the project. And what BIM really allows us to do, if we really take advantage of the parametric nature of it, is that it allows us actually to have an iterative process where the elements are constantly being updated based on new information. And that's kind of the ultimate advantage, I think, of BIM for our clients, is that the building can get smarter, more adaptive, and can respond to information coming from multiple sources.
And finally, Ken Wiseman, President, Professional Services for Canon Design, responds to my question, how do you envision building information modeling transforming the building industry in general?
BIM is the basic tool, or Revit is the basic tool, that is going to allow our industry to achieve much greater integration and collaboration. Right now, we are at Canon Design doing projects where we're doing it on Revit architecture, structure, MEP, specs, and estimating. And we see unbelievable value and really increased collaboration across all aspects of the project. The other thing we're excited about is a building information model that lets you do much more analysis as part of the design phase. So using the available environmental software and all of the tools that can lay onto the model, so the owner really does understand why the design team, what the creative forces are that are kind of driving the ideas behind the design.
For more about Canon Design, visit www.canondesign.com. And for more about building information modeling, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM. And for everything about the Autodesk BIM Experience Awards, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.